WSGW, your morning team show. Day 25.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. A churn by
weird Al Yankovic. You know, as you're hearing about the sudden passing of Coolio,
yeah,
which is obviously a sad occasion.
Yes, yeah.
And we'll pay proper honor to Coolio at the end of the program, but mm-hmm. I thought, you know, an honor that he experienced, a lot of artists did with their hit songs. Of course, Coolio with his Grammy Award-winning song, Gangsta Paradise.
Right.
That Weird Al turned into Amish Paradise.
Yeah.
And it became huge. The original song and the parody became amazingly popular.
If anything can be done weirdly, it's Weird Al that'll do it.
And, you know, as we've talked before, artists embraced being parodied. And he usually called. In fact, he did. He would contact the artist before he did so to make sure he had permission.
I think as time went on, it got better. But I know right when Weird Al released it that Coolio was a little put off by it.
Oh, was he first. Really?
At first. But I think as time went on, he was okay with it. But at first, yeah, I remember there was a little bit of a dust up there when it was released.
Yeah, I never knew this about Coolio, looking at some more information, that he wanted to be a star, so he moved from Pennsylvania to California, earned an associate's degree, and worked as a voluntary firefighter.
Yes.
And an airport security.
Really?
Before his music career took off.
Yeah.
Well, he had to pay the bills,
yes,
I suppose.
Exactly right. And he was also, it says here, I don't recall this, he was the running mate for a candidate who had declared as president for the 2020 presidential election.
I don't recall hearing anything about that.
Maybe that's because he was the running mate for porn star Sherry DeVille.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
but,
I don't recall that that option being on the ballot.
No.
But Coolio was the running mate.
Oh, all right.
So he could say he was a presidential on a presidential ticket.
Well, there you go.
I guess we all saw a stripped-down ballot, eh?
Very much so, Dave. Thank you. Coolio, 59 yeah. years old.
And you can also find on YouTube the performance of Gangsta's Paradise, featuring Coolio, of course, with Stevie Wonder.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh.
You can find that. When was that song released?
1995? Yeah, somewhere in the mid-90s,
right.
I think.
So it was maybe 95, 96. But yeah, since he is sampling Stevie Wonder's song in Gangsta's Paradise.
That's
what was
right.
That? Pastime Paradise, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, yeah, it is pretty cool. Not a bad performance.
Everything you've ever not known and wanted to know about Coolio.
That's right.
Unfortunately, it is in a sad occasion.
Yep.
But we want to honor him in some way.